Hey, it's Kyle Meredith, host of the Kyle Meredith With podcast, presented by WFPK at WFPK.org and the Consequence Podcast Network. It's a series that puts the spotlight on iconic musicians and actors, inviting them to drop by and talk about their latest projects, whether it's albums, TV shows, films, or beyond.
I'm going to say something I don't want to say. Here it goes. Without Spinal Tap, there is no Tenacious D.
Whoa. Man.
We get great stories and the biggest scoops from people like Garbage's Shirley Manson, the 1975's Matty Healy, Jack Black and Kyle Gass of Tenacious D, Maya Hawke, Kiefer Sutherland, and everyone in between. New episodes arrive every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can find Kyle Meredith With on the Consequence Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, and welcome to Long Time No See, the podcast. Each week, we'll be pairing two blindfolded comedians who've agreed to sit down with a mystery guest. I'll be putting them on the spot with a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Without further ado, please remove your blindfolds and introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Michael.
Hi, Andrea.
I have to be honest with you, I am so relieved to see it's you.
Do you have any irrational fears? What's the worst fad you were into? Is there any job that you would be terrible at?
Underwater welder?
Don't say that about yourself.
Do you guys have any useless talents?
I kicked one of those delivery robots.
What? You kicked one?
Yelling. I kick those all the time.
They have names on them.
Good.
I can make smoke come out of my mouth with nothing.
Do it.
You want to see it?
What the f***? Are you a dragon?
Out now, Long Time No See the Podcast, Season 2. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Tour set.
Hey guys,
Hi.
Sorry that we weren't here last week. So for all of you guys on social media, you saw our post, but if you aren't on social media, we ended up missing last week's episode because I was unfortunately sick for like the entire week.
Mm-hmm.
And then right up like leading into Kayla's vacation. So it was like right in between. It just wasn't like
there wasn't
overlapping
any good time.
Well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even with us, so my vacation started on a Monday. I went to Colorado with my sister. It was really fun. We went hiking. We did a lot of things. It was super fun. But yeah, it started on a Monday, which is normally when we record.
Mm-hmm.
So we just couldn't record early because you were feeling not well.
Yeah. That weekend that we were going to record, I was like, I just feel like shit. really can't. I can't record. So sorry about that, guys, that we missed last week's episode. But we're super excited to record this week's episode because
yes.
Hello, fire and save me. Fuck yeah.
But yeah, we're really, really excited to be here with you guys this week. We hope that you you heard an advertisement before you started listening. Within the last week, we got like the opportunity to have an ad, and this has been a goal that we've been working towards for a while. So hopefully it doesn't bother anyone, but we're just really excited about it. And we're proud that like you guys have gotten us to this point. We've gotten to this point.
So, we're so grateful for all of you. Like it's really you guys who have brought us here to this point, for the podcast, and we've just grown so much.
I'm like speechless because I just can't believe that we have the support from you guys that we do. And, you know, so we really want to say thank you.
Yes. Thank you all for getting us here. It's just been really such a honor and such an experience for both of us.
Mm-hmm. For sure. So with that, we do want to say welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back.
I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is Standing BTS.
Yes.
Yeah, welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
What a wonderful hour it is, too. But disclaimer, this is a comedy fangirl podcast. That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast, though, so if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you are down for some, black-haired Jimin should never be put in a hat.
Oh my God, never. That's what we learned from some of this research.
Yes.
Or why have I never watched a BTS music video half speed before?
Oh my God, why have we never fucking done that?
I have to go back and watch all of them now in half speed.
Right, for sure. But if you're here for that, then you're in the right place. Today, we're talking about music videos from Young Forever, the Most Beautiful Moment in Life repackage album. So that means that we're finally getting to talk about Fire and Save
Hell
Me.
Yeah.
And then at the end, we'll also touch on Epilogue Young Forever. But before we get into it again, because we always have to thank you guys, we're going to thank you guys for being here and for supporting us. If you're a fan of this show and you would like to show your support for us, you can do that by telling people about the podcast, by writing a review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Like, really, I swear the reviews you guys have been writing have been affecting how well this podcast has been doing.
Totally. When we hit like 300 plus, we started getting like emails from these people, from like other podcasting sites, and just,
yeah.
But thank you.
And then if you want to go above and beyond that and show us a little bit more support, you can do that by donating monthly to our Patreon at patreon.com/standingBTS.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingBTSpodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out weekly episodes. Any type of support is super appreciated. We're glad you all are here listening. We're glad that we're just getting to record and be together and be with all of you and just like have a fun time.
Yeah. Gotta say, it's weird to be off for a week. So anytime that we have to take some time off, we're always really excited to get back into it. And we have such a fun, exciting episode for you guys today.
We're like, okay, we get it. We're taking a week off. Like, we feel bad about it, but at least we get to come in and record and talk about Fire and Save Me. Like, two
fuck yes.
Two of the very best music videos in my opinion. So I'm very excited. Although it's hard to pick, but so content of the week.
Yeah.
We're gonna go over this kind of quickly, but since we were gone, Kayla and I are both gonna talk about two things that we thought were pretty prevalent and pretty important that happened in the kind of like BTS universe right now, now that BTS is kind of on a break, which yay, we're happy about.
Mm-hmm.
So we miss them. Yeah. Of course, we're ready for comeback. We're terrible.
So ready for comeback. It's I feel so guilty because I want them to rest, but I'm like, I need comeback.
I need them. Yeah, where are they? So something that happened a little bit ago, it feels like forever ago, but it wasn't that long ago.
It was only like a week.
Yeah. Soul Town Road was released, which was, so Old Town Road is Lil Nas X's like song, and then he's done all these remixes with all these people, and so he ended up doing one with RM called Soul Town Road, which when this came out, I texted Kayla. I'm like, this can't be real. This cannot be real.
It really did not seem like it was. Like, immediately I was like, this is a fan edit. Like, somebody is really pulling one over on us. But
yeah,
no, it's real. And it's Namjoon has some pretty smart lyrics that basically talk about coming to the West and making a ton of money here in other artists, like Western artists' backyard. And it's just, it's fucking cool. And he uses it with like all these like native to Korean things. It's really good. It's really good.
The lyrics are really great. The just title of the song, Soul Town Road.
Perfect. How did not talk about it? Yeah.
Namjoon. Hell yes. But yeah. And then like, of course, the like cover art or like the artwork for the song has a purple horse on it, which to me was just like the perfect touch. I'm like,
yes,
I love this song, but I can't get over the purple horse.
It's just, you know, if they were going to change it at all, I think it's the perfect way to have to have changed it. I'm still wondering, like, how this came to be, like, who approached who. But at the end of the day, I'm not asking questions. I'm just happy that it exists.
Yes, same.
So the other kind of thing, this is not confirmed. This isn't something that, like, blew up, but I've just been seeing this a lot lately, and I've been hoping for this a lot lately, which is an August D comeback, because like, there's been a lot of evidence and clues that have been piling up on social media, and they've just all been coming into my timeline lately. Most importantly is that, like, we're thinking about the patterns of the previous mixtape releases, Hope World and Mono, and when they came out in relation to, like, BTS's studio albums. So it's just kind of like, we're kind of due for a Rap Line mixtape. Namjoon, for months on every single V Live that he's done, has said that, oh, Yoongi's working on songs. Yoongi has some songs ready to go. And it's like, okay.
Yeah, he's mentioned that several times in his V Live, and we're like, okay, when? Like, we're ready. We're ready for it. It's been hinted at for a while, which makes me really believe that August D might be coming back soon. And like you said, there's like a pattern in which Hope World was released and how Mono was released. But someone, I think, tweeted at us the Boy With Love, like a screenshot of the Boy With Love music video, saying, hey, in the video, Yoongi steps on two notes of the piano during his verse for the Boy With Love music video.
Yeah.
And I was like, hold up. Someone's onto something here. And we went and watched. Yeah. And he does step on two notes at the same time. And they both, like, light up a different color. It's not just, like, lit up. They light up
in red.
They light up in red.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I kind of know the notes of a piano. So I looked at it and I was like, that's definitely an A and a D. And then I screenshotted it and I sent it to Brittany because she's, like, a fucking music major. And she's like, yeah, that's an A and a D. Which is, like, August D totally hinting. And, like, I would not put it past BTS to do this shit. And, like, Yoongi's,
you know, that they do this shit.
I'm so excited.
We were so excited because we went and watched a music video together and we're, like, pausing it, like, frame by frame. Mm-hmm. And the way that the video is cut, like, you only see his foot on the A for, like, a split second. And because it's, like, right at the beginning of the cut, and then it's his two feet are barely on the A and the D at the same time.
Yeah.
And then, like, it's just firmly on the D. Like, it's so quick to see. And,
very subtle.
Yeah. But you know they would do that shit.
I love it.
I love it. This is, like,
they know we love this shit. This is what makes
BTS, like, so incredible, because they do shit like this that if you're, like, a super fan, like all of us are, then you notice this shit and you're like, it has to be.
Yeah, it makes me mad that I didn't notice this before. But yeah, really, we're just excited. We really do believe that August D is coming back soon.
Yeah. So we're about to get into the main content of this episode. And just got to let you guys know, we suffered and labored for this episode today. Like,
we did.
Like Bethany said in her intro, we discovered playing BTS YouTube videos at half speed.
Half speed.
Oh my God. Why have we never done this before? It was incredible, painful, but we were suffering.
But worth it was. It. Yes. Highly recommend watching every BTS music video in half speed.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, yes, like you were saying, this episode is on the most beautiful moment in life, Young Forever repackaged album. So the album release date was May 2nd, 2016. And the videos in this era include the Fire music video teaser, the Fire music video, the Fire official music video choreography version. But however, we aren't going to be touching on the choreography version music video. Definitely want to talk about it at some point, so maybe for another episode. But also the Save Me official music video and the epilogue Young Forever music video were all released in this time. So we're going to talk about the teaser for Fire, Save Me, and a little bit we're going to touch just barely on the epilogue, Young Forever music video.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah, let's. I'm really excited.
I'm like so excited. Stoked. So the Fire teaser, this was released April 28th, 2016. Its runtime is only 31 seconds because it's a teaser. But I will say this teaser, it's really just snippets of the music video. And that's truly it. Like everything you see in the teaser is in the music video. And as simplistic as I put that, it's still very overwhelming because the entire teaser, it's just 30 seconds and it's packed full of these like beautiful, aesthetic, sexy shots of all of them, just like one after another. And it's a lot to take in. Like, I think we had to watch it at least like 6 or 7 times to really fully take it all in because there's just too much, so much thrown at you.
Yeah.
But what we kind of gather from the teaser is that it's telling us it's going to be a really hype party song. Like, it's just like the scenes that you see, all of them like crouching down towards the camera. They're like bouncing up and down, just looking right at the camera while they're doing it. And just they're all hyping each other. The song is really kind of the like little snippet of the song that we hear is very hype. So we definitely get that from the teaser.
Yeah. The style of the teaser, like you said, everything that we see in the teaser is in the music video. But this teaser stands out to us in comparison to the previous ones we've talked about because the style is driven by choreography as opposed to the previous teasers, which were largely storyline driven. We just see a lot of the choreography from the music video in this teaser. And we really haven't seen that before.
No,
I mean, think about the Run teaser, the Danger teaser. Like, it's all giving clues into the Bangtan universe, like, storyline.
Especially if you go back to, like, I Need You and Run, the other Most Beautiful Moment in Life teasers. The Fire teaser for Young Forever, Most Beautiful Moment in Life, is very different.
Yeah. So that was just kind of cool and definitely, like, a change. This is more them and not, like, a, you know, alternate storyline. The part that I really noticed was right at the end, Yoongi's voiceover, where I'm not going to attempt to say the Korean, but it translates to him saying, "I'll forgive you," the last line of the song. And when they play this in the teaser, they play it over Jungkook blowing a kiss at the camera. And it just reminded me of the Idol teaser when Jungkook is the last frame and it's him like coughing. I don't know why, but
I'm glad it did because I would have never put two and two together. I really wouldn't have. And I'm glad that you did because it is very similar.
Yeah. So I just thought that was like a cool connection. Probably not on purpose, but something that just, you know, I was like, oh, I got to go watch Idol.
Well, it could be. I'll never put it past BTS
to do that.
these kinds of things. Right. Yeah.
Okay. So the Fire music video was posted on May 1st, 2016. And we're just going to kind of go through our reactions on it. So the first thing that you see in this music video is BTS kind of hanging out. Youth is written in like, I don't know, like some sort of paper or something on the fence, kind of woven through the chain links. And that's significant because after this, they came out with their Japanese album, which was called Youth.
Yeah.
At the beginning, really what we need to talk about is Yoongi. I just love how they're all hanging out and they see this guy standing there. And of course it's Yoongi who's like, "Who the fuck are you?" And it like stares him down and hops the fence and just walks so coolly over to this guy. Just have to point out, we have a lot of time in this episode where we talk about like exact moments.
Forewarning. If you guys really want to, if you're not driving or you're not like at working, work or something.
Yeah.
You just can pull up the Fire YouTube like video and just follow along.
Right.
Or re-listen
or just re-listen later. Yeah. So right at 37 seconds, he does that big, that like amazing pouty face where it's just like, so pouty.
Like he like tilts his head as he's walking towards us and little pout. You get a lot of these close-up shots of Yoongi too during this part. And I couldn't help but to notice it looks like, I don't know if it's part of his makeup or if it's his natural skin, but it looks like he's got these little freckles, very faint, like on his nose. Yeah. And they just look so cute. And he just looks really, really great during all these kind of close-ups for his little snippet at the beginning of Fire.
Yeah, cannot unsee the freckles. he's also got like this gray hair with an amazing undercut all the way around. And I think like the hair kind of makes his freckles pop a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So during this part, Yoongi goes and shakes hands with this like hooded figure. And when he does, when they like connect hands to shake hands, he hits the play button or some sort of button on this cassette tape player. And when Corey watched this music video, he said, "This reminds me of something." And he later followed up with me saying like, "Yeah, have you ever seen Pink Floyd's Wish You Were Here, their album?" And I'm like, no, I really haven't. I don't
know.
You know, I don't like Dark Side of the Moon is maybe the only Pink Floyd album I can really just like name off the bat. But he's like, yeah. And so he pulled it up for me. You guys really should go look it up because it's identical. Like they're just kind of in this, it's like a Hollywood set kind of thing, but like concrete, just very similar kind of setting, and the guy lights up in flames while they're shaking hands. Like, to me, they couldn't have gotten this idea from anything else but this album. So I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What could they have possibly gotten the inspiration for this album? But Pink Floyd, their music and their lyrics and everything is just all really great and meaningful. But someone ended up saying, what website is this? It's like Music Fans.
Musicfans.stackexchange.com.
Yeah. So the number one answer that they gave for like the meaning kind of behind this, they said this isn't a definite answer, but the album's lyrical content suggests existential themes of reaching out for some kind of genuine human connection within contexts that are dehumanized, depersonalized, and faked. So to me, just that line alone called out to me for the Fire lyrics, because we'll probably get into it a little bit later, but the Fire lyrics is like a, it's like a calling of people who are different, people who, you know, are real or whatever, like come to us and basically party with us and be with us and celebrate with us, which is kind of what the chorus of Fire, or the, I don't know if it's the chorus, but it's definitely mentioned in the lyrics of Fire.
Yeah, like the Bridge of Fire is very much like a calling call to ARMY, or, you know, to anybody who's listening, to anybody who has fear or suffering. And that definitely correlates with what you just quoted.
Yeah, yeah. So that's just a little interesting tidbit on the Fire music video that I don't think many ARMYs, because I don't think many ARMYs listen to Pink Floyd about this or know about this album. So I just thought it was interesting to bring up. It's there. It really draws your eye. It does. It's like, hello, look at my thigh. Kind of shortly after that, Yoongi and Taeyang, I know we're mentioning so many times, but we're going to do it. At like 55 seconds to about 1 minute, Yoongi and Taeyang's facial expressions, which these two as a pair for this whole music video.
This whole video.
They both are just like wrecking everyone, I feel like. Yeah. Taeyang is doing his classic thing where he pretends that he's chewing bubblegum, which to me, I don't know why it's the sexiest thing in the world that
it's so sexy.
Pretends to chew gum, but it's like, wow. I'm into it. And then Yoongi, he's just coming for all of our asses in this music video. He's very intense. He's putting 110% into his choreography. He's just glowing. And then also, like, throughout, he has these, like, growly expressions. He's constantly snarling at us.
Fuck.
Biting his lip. Sometimes he's got, like, a hat on and you can see the undercut and that's it. And it's like, fuck. I think I literally told you, like, Yoongi, get out of here. Like, stop. You're just wrecking all of us.
And this is how hard we're being wrecked at 1 minute into this video. Like,
1 minute.
Fuck this. Like, Taeyong doing, like, chewing, pretending like he's chewing gum. I don't know why, but it makes it just makes him look so cocky and, like, so fucking hot. Like,
he does just, it to this day. Watch he any does. Live performance. He does it at some point.
Oh, such bullshit. Okay, so right at a minute and 10 seconds to a minute and 12 seconds, you need to look at Jin. This is like a moment where all the boys are grouped together, kind of huddled around the camera, singing Fire. And everybody is like super hype. And just like you were talking about Yoongi with like the growly faces, Taeyong with the sexy, Jin like lets us breathe for a minute. And I feel like in this moment, we see like just true Jin organically come forward. He is like laughing and just enjoying it. And he's not being like super growly or anything at this moment, but like,
he's just not like, trying to be bad boy or intense or anything. Like, he's not faking like, it. He's just truly, being himself.
Yes. Enjoying himself. And I just had to point it out. The next moment is Taeyong in, they're like in that dark room, right? Taeyong is ironing Jin. You've all seen it. You know what I'm talking
this
about.
This is when they're around those like burners. Yeah. Those gas burners.
Like, I feel like those gas burners like replace Jin later on.
Oh, yeah. He's like laying on the table on which they put the gas burners on.
Right.
Yeah.
But like this moment, really, what you need to look at is not all of BTS, but at Jin laying down on the table with his little shifty eyes. Like first he's looking like at Taeyong, and then right when you might be looking at him, he looks right at the camera and he's like, just... okay.
Blank.
Like, blank faced. Yeah.
It's great.
It's pretty wonderful.
So right after that part, we get into Hobi's verse, which is a blessing because when Hobi's verse comes on, we get this really low camera angle, which we get a lot during Fire, which I think adds to the aesthetic of Fire. But we get this really low camera angle of Hobi, and he comes up and he like spreads his legs, and it's just like crotch face shot, like right at the start of his verse. And like, it's hard to really just be like, wow, his crotch is in our face, because you look up at him and he's just all smiles and he's just so cute and he's so into it. And he's got this really nerdy looking bowl haircut, but he doesn't look nerdy at all. He looks hot as fuck and just like the biggest badass. He's the only person that can ever exist to wear a bowl haircut and look fucking fire as he's wearing it.
Right.
But Hobi's verse is so great. And then Yoongi's verse kind of like pairs into Hobi's and they're together. And that scene where there's like a cop car behind them and there's spray painting. And it's just really edgy. And Yoongi's verse comes in, he like crouch walks himself in, and you see on the ground like graffitied, "Are you drunk?" And I'm pretty sure there's like an insert for the N because they forgot the N in drunk, like, which is really, I just think is so great, like the details.
Right.
But this whole like soap verse together, they really look so great. Shortly after that, we get into Jungkook kind of just having this like little solo shot where he looks so adorable. And I'm sorry, guys, for all of you JK stans, like Kayla and I are still like baby Jungkook at this point. Like he's still a little young. He's maturing. Like I will give him that. Like especially when we get into Save Me, you can tell that he's like growing up. But he's still so cute. He's got like curly hair. He's in this blue suit jacket with these like tight blue shorts that like cut off above the knee, which I think is just like a part of the aesthetic of Fire. Because a lot of them wear this. Like, I'm pretty sure Hobie and Namjoon wear these shorts. But he's riding a bike and he circles around.
Which like adds to him like seeming younger too. Youthful. Like they're riding the bike, youthful for sure. And like, it's just his, he still has a little bit of the baby face going on.
Oh yeah. Little doe eyes.
But yeah, little doe eyes, but super cute. And just, I love his curly hair in this.
Yeah. He does look really, really great in Fire. And, I will say in the like pool choreography version, he's not in that damn Argyle red and black sweater, which to me is just not like, if they just removed that from him, he would be like 20 times hotter to me. Mm-hmm. But in the pool version, he's not wearing that. And he looks a lot older and a little bit more sexy to me. But yeah,
when they're outside. Yeah.
But in this like blue suit jacket, he looks really, really cute and very stunning and attractive. But he's riding that bike in circles around the hooded figure that is on Fire.
Yoongi at 127, we can see he flips his head to the side as he's rapping. This is like during kind of the soap verse still. And he just does this massive hair flip. And we really get to see everything that the undercut offers.
Guys.
And just we get to see that the whole side of his head is shaved. And it's just so fucking sexy. And this is why, like, this is why I'm like, please, like a shaved head Yoongi would be so amazing. Because like, I'm not saying bald, okay?
Okay, every time
like,
you say shaved head,
I
for
feel
some
like people
ever,
think bald.
For some reason, I always think that you want bald Yoongi.
No, I want like a buzz cut.
I mean,
you know?
I'm not
like,
opposed to bald want, like, or shaved head. I don't care.
But like, I mean, just like in this video, when he flips his head, you can see like the whole shaved side. And then in other parts of the video, like in the pool scene, he's wearing a white baseball cap. So like all of his hair is kind of tucked into the hat. So you can imagine what he would look like without like all the hair on top. And I just think it'd be really fucking hot. So
I agree.
Anyways.
I agree. I think it'd be really fucking hot. So definitely 1 minute, 27 seconds, guys, that hair flip. We'll probably post it on social media because you sent me a screenshot of it and I was like, fuck.
Oh, I have so many screenshots like on my desktop computer. So just remind me to post them because like so many from this video. The other moment I have to mention right here is at 138. This is when Jungkook like blows a kiss and is smiling. But if you pause that, you can also see Hobie and he's just like, you just catch him smiling in the background. And it's just like, oh, an added, like, it's so great. It's so cute.
Yeah. Fire is definitely this like bad boy party aesthetic and Hobie is just smiling throughout. So he just looks so cute. But his outfit also gives the bad boy sexy vibe, so I'm here for it
for sure. Yeah.
I have to mention at 1 minute 40 seconds, Namjoon, it's right before they're about to go into the chorus, like the main dance break of the song, Namjoon kind of like leans to the side and he just slowly touches his face like from top to bottom.
Fuck yes.
And it's really sexy. For all you Jun stans, you need to go watch that part.
Not even just for Jun stans, for everyone. Like,
true.
You're the one, like when you noticed this, I was like, holy shit, it's
he
so sexy.
He steals the show every time. Like, I'm pretty sure Jungkook is in the center and Namjoon is just off to the right side of the music video, but he's all I see.
Yeah, and like you said, he leans away. Like, he leans out of the center. Mm-hmm. And still, I mean, man. So just 7 seconds later, we get a close... Sorry, you just took a drink of wine.
I'm sorry. But this is us for the whole music video. We had to pause
literally
so many times.
Thank God for
at
the half
speed.
Like, Okay, so at 1:47, we get a close-up of Jimin where he bites his lip and also snarls. As a Jimin stan, Fire is like not a great song for us because he's not featured a lot. So he really capitalizes on the moments that he gets.
Oh,
so
yeah.
This is definitely like a must pause moment for Jimin.
It's such a bummer because I think the fact that he's put in a hat, it takes away from one, black hair Jimin.
Yes.
And two, you don't get to see his face as much, which I think when you're watching the music video, you like look for that eye contact, you know, and you just don't get to get it with him because the like hat is hooding his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And so it sucks. But there's parts where he's not wearing the hat and that like helps a whole lot. And he's got his own like little solo shots, but not really that many. Yeah.
Right. Not that many. So we're taking what we can get during Fire. And this is a great one.
Yeah.
Even with the hat.
Mm-hmm. So at 2:04 to 2:08, I have to talk about this Taeyi, Yoongi, Taeyang moment. This is the Bow Wow Wow choreography where I don't know who was center, but like the center person like steps back. Mm-hmm. And both Taeyang and Yoongi step forward to be front in the choreography. And their arms go up in the air and they do the side bow, wow, wow. I just hit my mic because I did the move. But at this part of the choreography, both Yoongi and Taeyang bite their bottom lip and kind of tilt their chins up and expose their whole neck.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's like, I don't know who can pull off Bow Wow Wow, but they do. And this this bottom lip bite is everything. And they just soak in it. They take it in. They're like, fucking yes. Like, they look like they're just having a blast.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really how I feel about the whole Fire music video. That they all look like they're just having a fucking good time.
Mm-hmm. They all seem like super confident and they know that they're hot and they know that they're on fire. And like when you point out that I think it was actually Jungkook that was in the middle at this point. But like in this video, the choreography is cool because it's not very often that we see a song that is led choreographically like a lot by Taeyang or Yoongi, but like this song has a lot of Taeyang, Yoongi, and Jungkook leading the choreo, and like the two main dancers, you know, like Jimin and Hoseok, they are more off to the front and side more often. So this is very cool. Like, we're definitely seeing like sexy dancer Yoongi. We always see sexy dancer Taeyang, whether or not he's front and center. Jungkook right there too.
Yeah. No, I definitely feed off of that because Taeyang and Yoongi, I think they're both in terms of like being able to dance and just being dancers. I think at this point in time, like very similar kind of skill level, not really put forth all that much, but here they are together and they're killing it. And we stand
like stealing our eyes the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
Not that Taeyang didn't already command our attention a lot, but like Yoongi is consistently wrecking both of us this entire video
throughout.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But we have to talk about this Namsok moment. Ever since we did the Namsok episode, I just love them so much. And I think they're so hot together, even though we don't ship them romantically at all.
Yeah.
But like, so this is like June's verse. So like right at 2:15 or 2:16 is the start of his verse. And of course, he's just super confident, super cocky, just like kind of the style of this video. And what really stands out is like his eye whites, the whites of his eyes, because he's looking kind of up with his chin tipped down. Like, yeah.
I mean, like, burn it up.
Yeah. You can really see the whites of his eyes. And I don't know why we have such a kink with that, but like, it's so.
I don't think any army has ever made an eye white thread, but we should.
Fuck yes.
People be like, these bitches are weird.
I'm going to do it now.
I think we have to.
Yeah, fuck. We'll start collecting pictures. I hope you make the thread. The other thing going on is that he has like these really strong brows and that he's also completely rocking his haircut. I know that there are very differing opinions on his haircut for this music video, but I fucking love it. I love the color. I love how choppy it is. I think he rocks it. And he's also
wearing...
I think
people don't like it because it's choppy. And it's also this very bright baby blue, like teal blue.
Yeah, it's
light
like teal
blue. Mm-hmm. And so to have that kind of haircut, this choppy, very edgy haircut, and then on top of having that blue hair color, it stands out a lot. But I think it looks really great, too. I think it works for him and the aesthetics of Fire.
Yes, it perfectly fits the aesthetics of Fire. And I also just have to mention that his outfit is incredible because he's wearing like jean shorts that, you know, are tight fitting and hit above his knee a few inches. And like, he just looks really great. During just his verse, he bites his lip at least three times, is a lot for a short amount of time. But like, he's all legs, and then Hobie busts through like the flaming door and comes in and just like commands this presence and adds so much energy. And just, I have to mention, at 2:26, Hobie's arm is like wrapped around June and he's kind of leaning over, kicking his leg high in the air. And there is like noticeable definition between his hamstring and quad. Like really his hamstring is like really thick, and he looks muscular as shit.
It's very thick. His hamstring is impressively thick.
Yeah.
And you know, like it's there. You should go to it and look at it. But yeah, the definition. Yeah. I really love about this shot, I think I told you guys this in the Namsak episode when we did the ship episode for them, that like when I was first getting into BTS, this little interaction between Namjoon and Hobie sold me on them. I was just like, they have to be best friends. And I think it's because they feed off each other so well in this scene. Like their energy is high. They, you know, I think Namjoon can feel a little self-doubt at points. And to see this shot and have Hobie come in and hype him up and them to just feed off each other, it's like prime. It's really, really good.
I totally feel the same way.
Yeah. After this, shortly after, we get a shot of Taeyang playing video games. He's got these beautiful contacts in. They're kind of like a bluish tinted contact. He's got the pink hair. He's got like the fringed like tan jacket. Oh, he really looks so good. I'll get to him at the end, but he's firmly pressing on this like console, and there's like this really retro kind of like little TV in front of him. It's like a little retro video game that he's playing, and he firmly presses on the console onto like some button, and it shows that he ends up exploding this car, and therefore it then pans to Jin. And at minute 2 second 43, we get blonde Jin in this beautiful Fire aesthetic where forehead is exposed, blonde hair is there.
Goddamn.
Beautiful fucking skin. He like does this like little come hither motion with his two fingers, beckoning us as the camera pans in closer to his face. And like we get all these different really beautiful angles of him from the camera. He's in this pink shirt. He's got pink lips, like he's got a little gloss on. And then he takes two of those fingers that he fucking beckoned us with and then caresses his bottom lip, like so softly, so seductively.
He's blonde.
He's got a pink shirt on. His forehead is like exposed. There's a car in flames fucking behind him. He's standing in like little bits of water, puddles of water on this fucking concrete. Like, it's way too much. This is why we love blonde-haired Jin so much, because I think Fire really brought it.
Oh, yeah.
And they showed the aesthetic of Kim Seokjin with blonde hair in this setting. And so we're forever in love.
Oh man. The pink shirt with like the his pink lips perfectly match the shirt and like glowing skin. Like he just looked, I mean, almost like reflective.
How the camera like fucking pans down his body and you see his like hand so cockily placed in his pockets. Like I watching this in half speed, I'm like, I can't watch this any longer. Like, I need to, like, move on.
It's too much.
It's detrimental to my health. Like, we need to just move along here.
There is, like, this amazing shot in this moment where the camera is going from low, like, to high. And he's moving his head to kind of follow, like, tilting his head upwards. And he just looks so stunning. It's like, how are you real? Like...
Yeah.
Do you look this good?
I'm convinced he's not, but I'm glad he is.
Okay, so of course I have to mention any Jimin moment that comes up that stands out. Which is every moment. But right at 2:49, he has like the megaphone and he throws it away off camera and he puts his sunglasses on, which are like big round black frames with like red lenses. And of course, in true Jimin fashion, he pushes his hair back with one hand while arching his neck. And then right before it cuts to the next shot, he bites his lip. So it's everything that we need in a little moment.
Yes. Yeah. It's at the peak of the video here. Yeah.
Right.
When he does this. So then at 2:53, it goes into that dark room where they have like those gas burners with like the flames. I can't help but to notice V-Hope at this moment because we see Taeyong on the left and then Hobi's right in the middle. And what I never noticed until now that we did this research is that J-Hope, from what it appears to be, like from what we're looking at, it looks as if he is the one who's actually turning the burners on. And he's the one who's in charge of like how high the flames go and like what flames light up. And at the beginning, he looks kind of unsure about it. Like he's like uneasy to do it. But it doesn't take him very long before he like gets super into it. And he's like starts playing with the knobs and he's like, yeah, like fire. It's just so cute, so endearing. Like it's just really pure fun. And it looks like he's DJing, but with like flames of fire on these burners. And it's really kind of funny. And seeing Taeyong right next to him, Taeyong, for whatever reason, is so excited by this, like this fire that is in front of them. And he's so into it. He's just being goofy and Hobi's being goofy with him. So it's definitely like a little V-Hope moment that's going on. They're definitely feeding off of each other's hype and energy.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Something that I have to mention right here is while you were noticing V-Hope, I was noticing Jungkook in the back corner. Because I was just trying to like absorb different things that were going on. And I just noticed that for most of this part, while the like the crazy burner hype dancing is going on, he's jumping in the corner, looking like he's just super hype. But then at the end, he goes right behind Jimin and kind of like crouches down behind him almost to get like a better angle and fucking gropes the shit out of Jimin, like wraps his arms wraps his arms around him and like gropes like upwards. Full pursuit of Jimin. That's like right at 3 minutes. It is right before it cuts, but like, damn, I'm so glad that I saw it.
After this, I have to briefly mention we get another amazing, beautiful close up of Jin at the bridge before really fire is about to just like set on flames. And Jin, this is the part where he throws his fist in the air like all night long. But before he does that, he, of course, rubs the bottom of his lip, only this time with his thumb. It's so suggestive. Blonde hair, Jin, fire Jin. It's to me, I think this is when Jen just like blossoms. This is when Jen is like, look at me. Fucking look at me.
Fuck yeah. For sure.
Worldwide handsome.
Worldwide handsome. This is when he became all of our Prince Charming and wow. This is like also when he throws his fist in the air, because this is the bridge. This is when he's like, everybody with fear, everybody with suffering, come here, lift up your fists, and with marching footsteps, we'll jump and go crazy. So kind of a cool little like calling call at this moment for fire, which is awesome because of like what they are going to do in 2016 with this song.
Oh yeah.
So right at 3 minutes and 26 seconds, it kind of switches to the part where it's like red lighting. They're walking into a building and it's kind of like a concert venue or like a concert scene. I just, something that's always struck me about this video is this red lighting at the end. Mm-hmm. We get a few shots, not all of them get in the shot, but like most of them are in the shot of them just walking and the camera's kind of lower than them, which like you said earlier is very much a constant in this video. Mm-hmm. But just this like infrared lighting, they just look incredibly hot. Like, I don't know, like the angles and I can't handle it. I don't even know how to describe it.
Contributes a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The outfits, the lighting, the angle of the camera, the setting in which they're in. Yeah.
And then right after this, we see that little part where Jimin is like crouched down with the lighter with the super high flame. And he kind of like touches the flame of the lighter. And then he says, ow.
It's one of my favorites. When we were watching the music video and we were researching together, I'm like, I just think that this is one of the best parts and most moments of this video is that he touches the fire, like the, he touches the flame of his lighter and screams, ow, like right before it goes into his fucking choreography. Like, this is Jimin's choreography.
This is Jimin's choreography right here. So yeah, it is fucking and anyways, he does the ow, and then it cuts right into the fire dance that everybody knows, that everybody talks about. It's that super complex kind of like heel footwork. Like move your elbows, move your head around dance move that Jimin is front and center for and like really known for. His intensity and like the facial expressions that he does while doing it. Very snarly, very sexy. And also at this point in the video, it's, he has like, he is not wearing the hat anymore.
Thank goodness.
But on top of the black hair flowing free, it's also sweaty, which is just like the cherry on top. Mm-hmm. So pretty incredible.
Yes.
But so that's kind of like a little thing slid into the red room, red stage kind of scene. So then they cut back to this stage, and when we were watching this yesterday, we were like, is this stage setting in this video kind of foreshadowing their upcoming Wings tour? Because this we think so now, like for sure, because we think BTS, like they do this type of thing. Their Wings tour wasn't announced until later in the year, like in November. And this is very, this is like in spring when this video came out. But why else would they like have, it seems random with the rest of the video, why they would have like a random stage scene in this video where they already had like, they're dancing in like an industrial complex, you know? So we think it's definitely pointing to that. It's kind of a cool little hint in there that we can now notice retroactively. Very cool in this moment. On the stage, we get to see Yoongi throwing water all over the crowd, which of course reminds us of Fort Worth, where we're like, we experienced that and
we got hit by that holy water.
Hit by that
from
holy water.
Yoongi. Yeah.
And then getting his water bottle. I mean,
blessed. Very blessed. Fortunate.
Yeah. So, of course, every moment that they're shown on this stage looks like they're having a blast, just like their concerts are. Mm-hmm. So I just love that they have this little, the setting in this video as a little foreshadowing.
I do too. And I think it is foreshadowing. And when we get to the end of the music video, really the entire time we did the research for Fire, I was like, listen, 2016, it's the first year they win Artist of the Year, mama. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a turning point. This is like, BTS has not peaked, but this is like a turning point, like in the success of career, like BTS blowing up around the world.
Yeah. And they couldn't have known, you know, when they were preparing this song, that they, with the help of this song, were literally about to set the world on fire.
Absolutely.
And, you know, they, of course, at this time, they probably knew that they were going to be going on tour.
I mean, HYYH blew up, the whole thing. I Need You, Run, you name it. The storyline, everything. BTS was becoming well-known at this point, to the point where they could financially have a world tour.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't even get Wings yet. We didn't even get Blood, Sweat, and Tears, which is what the world tour was really the majority of.
Yeah.
It's just incredible.
I think that just from watching and analyzing this music video, that they must have worked harder and prepared more than they had for anything up to that date. Because for this song, for this like era, they really go all in. And I think it's in that anticipation of, okay, we're going to come out with Fire and Save Me. Mm-hmm. Then we're going to do Wings. Then we're going to have this world tour. Like,
I mean, they knew BTS, it was all coming big up. Hit. They're always 20 steps ahead of us. Mm-hmm. And I think they knew with Fire and Save Me, things would blow up. And as if it wasn't already with I Need You and Run. Mm-hmm. Yes. Definitely.
And I think BTS knew they had to make it happen. And man, they fucking did.
Seeing Yoongi, I'm sorry, I'm getting off topic, but just seeing Yoongi perform Fire, seeing Yoongi and Save Me, seeing Yoongi for the Mama 2016 performance for Fire and all of that. Not that all of them aren't working really hard, but Yoongi fucking wants it.
Yeah,
like you can tell. You can see the passion in Yoongi. And that to me is like, all right, they are like working their fucking hardest to get there. And because they can taste it. They can fucking taste it. They know it's about to happen. I just love them and I'm proud of them and they deserve it all.
I love this moment. I love this moment in time for BTS because they had everything in front of them, all the world of possibilities, and they just knew that they just had to reach out and grab it, and they did it. And like now they're fucking here where they're at in 2019, like wildly
successful.
This fire
has not been put out. They're still in flames.
Oh my God, stop. I love that so much. I'm going to cry.
Okay. I have to mention before we move on to Save Me, Taeyang at the end of Fire. I've mentioned this several times in other podcast episodes.
It's Taeyang time. It's Taeyang
at the end of Fire. I mean, this boy gets at least a minute, bare minimum, of screen time, which is very rare and different for them to do for a music video, to just dedicate one member to like the majority of the end of the music video.
Yeah.
So he gets a lot of screen time. And to me, I think the reason he does is because he just fits the Fire aesthetic. I think it suits him really well. And then at the end, they also bring him to front and center of the choreography, which has not happened up to this point. So from minute 3, second 44 to second 45, this is when the camera just pans to him. It zooms in on his face. And from here to the entire end, it's basically a full minute of Taeyang. And we are blessed. Thank you. right at the end, like there, like, so it goes into the bow, wow, wow, like that main choreography. I just love how the camera is like fully on him. And then it like dips out of shot, like it's on him and then the camera stays steady while like Taeyang dips out of the shot, so you don't see him anymore. And then when he comes back up, you see him plus all of the BTS members and all of these background dancers on the stage. And it's like, it gives me Singularity parallels, because if you like a Singularity, he also dips out of the camera and then he comes up and then you see all the backup dancers. And like, I don't know if that was on purpose, probably not, but I don't care. I see the parallel. But here he does that like real dramatic head roll and then smirks at the end of it. Also, singularity parallel. Maybe it's just Taeyang. I don't know.
Yeah, but it might just be Taeyang, but like
for it's just sure. how he works. I don't know, but it works on me. I think it works on all of us. Yeah. Like we're affected. But I just can't get over how like intense the end of this music video is at this point, because it just really builds. Like it gets to the point where there's like fireworks. Literally, fireworks are just like blowing off in the background. And it from here, it transitions to Taeyang getting so excited. It's so hype that he jumps into the crowd. Like we already kind of said that they like they're on stage. We think it's like kind of foreshadowing their Wings tour, their first world tour. And Taeyang jumps into the crowd and he starts doing like this crowd surfing.
Amazing.
And it's incredible. I mean, they've got a camera in the freaking crowd where he's crowd surfing to get shots of him crowd surfing. And he so graciously like kisses one hand and blows out a kiss towards all of us. And he leans his head back over his shoulder back to where he knows where the camera is. And he looks at us and it's just beautiful, aesthetic, visual, feeling the vibe, taking it in, soaking it in. Like, I can't get over Taeyang at the end of Fire. And I'm just like, I'm so blessed that the camera's still on him. Like, we're still getting this screen time.
Yeah, I had never realized that it was really like a legitimate full minute. Like you were like, Taeyang is literally the only one on camera for like the last minute of this video. And I was like, okay, exaggeration, maybe whatever. But you were like, when we watched this and we were really watching for like the times, I'm like, legitimately from here to the end of the video is all Taeyang. And I mean, no, not mad about it at all, because it's really incredible. I just don't know who else could have pulled off this like full minute of like being front and center and looking incredible, but he really does it.
I think he deserves it. I think, you know, I really think he deserves this minute at the end of the music video, because I think he just contributes to the aesthetic of the Fire era. And I think the directors knew that. And I think it's just, you know, all the angles, the way he grins, you know, the freaking pink hair, his pointed toe boots, his outfit that's got this tan, you know.
Everything.
Like, he just, everything is working really well. And And I'm proud of him and for coming front and center for the choreography. Like, I could cry. I love Taeyang at the end of Fire.
Truly a special video where we get that at the end. I just think he just owns it. His confidence is what really sells it. And I just am really glad that you weren't exaggerating. Like, it really is this full
I'm glad
bit.
You weren't
it's
exaggerating about Taeyang, because it happens often.
Because, like, there was, like, a few moments in my mind that, like, stuck out to me, but not the entire end. And, like, wow, he really is so commanding. And I just, he just does such a wonderful job. So, right at the end of this video, the last thing that we see is Yoongi walking up and saying, "I'll forgive you," to the camera, which is like major mic drop vibes. The song just has so many parallels, whether intended or unintended. And then we're just going to quickly do a special shout out of the Fire choreography version. Like Bethany said earlier, we're not going into it. Clearly, we don't have time, but
we're over an hour in. We haven't even talked about Save Me. We just don't have time.
Yeah,
but it's so worth talking about.
It's worth it. I hope that we talk about it in the future. If you haven't watched it yet, go watch it just for the fact that you get like a ton of time in the pool scene, which is like what we like their favorite, our favorite outfits of theirs in this video. And they just all look super hot in the pool. So
yeah. And to me, it's a really, it's one of their coolest, neatest settings. It's just in this empty pool.
Very cool.
Yeah. Okay, let's go ahead and get into Save Me, the official music video. Very different contrast to Fire, but noteworthy for sure. So it was released on May 16th, 2016. Its runtime is 3 minutes, 37 seconds. So for our reactions, we kind of watched the behind the scenes to get the full feel, because if you haven't watched the behind the scenes for Save Me, you should. It's really interesting how this whole music video was shot and kind of the, everything that was entailed and things that were kind of unexpected and unplanned that worked out like beautifully for this music video.
Yeah. I love the behind the scenes because you can see like how they just do it with like one cameraman. In the behind the scenes, they're out like rehearsing the day before filming and it's raining and they're still there working their asses off. It's really cool. So we're going to talk a little bit about like the setting and the cinematography that went behind this video as well.
Yeah. So the setting, we kind of looked into it a little bit. There's no real absolute answer. There's no truth to it. But based on our research, it looks like this music video was shot. So it was shot outside and it was shot somewhere in Korea. So we've heard that it was in Buan County, which is also like, there's like other parts of it. So we don't know for sure, but like, maybe Samaengyeom in North Jola, Jumunjin, like that beach there, in Gangnam. And then I don't really know where all exactly it is, but like kind of that area.
There's people obviously try to find like the filming locations of BTS's videos. And this is like one of the few that people haven't been able to say for sure this is the location. So really this is the best that we could find. There's like an area in this northwestern region of Korea that they like built a seawall to connect like one city to another city, and we kind of think that it was filmed like in that vicinity,
like in this reclaimed land like next to the ocean field area. When I was looking at it, just from just my experience and from my travels, it reminded me of like a semi-arid environment, which there's like little to no vegetation. It's mostly dirt. There's like some hills. In this video specifically, we see some like mountains. I wouldn't say so much as hills, but they're in this like very flat terrain, not much vegetation around.
Yeah, it's literally just dirt. And we think that like in one direction is like, I've always thought that it was like ocean out, because you, in some angles, you just really can't see anything behind them. And then if they're filming in another direction on the field, you can see like mountains and hills. So kind of where we are.
Yeah.
We just need to talk about, or I really need to talk about, the cinematography and like direction that went on, because there's just like amazing camera angles that happened during this video that I find to be super unique, and especially unique to a BTS music video. Like K-pop is really known for having like those really specific angles and shots like during a video, and like then they get that shot and that angle when they perform on stage. But like this is totally different. Like this could only be done with this director. This person had a vision clearly in their mind of how he wanted to shoot the song, with this like this backdrop that Bethany described. Relatively simple, but the camera work is just very complex, and it makes for a very intriguing video. We saw in the behind the scenes that this is like a continuous one shot kind of music video.
It's a one shot music video,
right?
Very different from what they've done before. A consecutive director, like videographer, who goes in
through.
Who just goes through, the choreography, and they just shoot it through all the way.
And clearly they like did it multiple times to get it perfect. What we saw in the behind the scenes, they would do it once and go back and watch and say, okay, we got to do this different or adjust this or whatever. And they kept doing it until they had like the one shot, the last one that they did that was perfect. So super, super cool how they made this video.
And the fact that it's overcast, I feel like we need to mention that.
Yeah.
Maybe we did already, but it's very flat dirt. Not much around, maybe occasional mountains you see in the background, but it doesn't take away from what's happening in front of you with the choreography. And it's overcast. It had been raining a little bit, and the overcast really just adds to this beautiful aesthetic of the video that I don't know if they were anticipating to happen from the beginning, but it just beautifully played out.
Yeah, I don't know if they like knew that that time of year at that location would be like foggy and misty, but like with the lyrics of this video and the emotion that they convey during this video, the foggy, misty background totally contributes to this beautiful aesthetic. So right at the beginning of the video, of course, we start with Jimin. He has the first lines of the song, and immediately he's just so emotional, so passionate in his movements. He has that soft black hair and pretty pink lips. And his body just looks amazing in this outfit. Just like as a generalization, like all of their outfits, they're wearing like skinny jeans and some kind of shirt or sweater or a combination of the two that hang down longer, like long t-shirts that were, those were like super in style in like 2016. But his body just looks amazing. Like the lines are just incredible. And the passion that we see when he dances and the like with his form.
And his facial expressions.
And his facial expressions. He just looks
very, he's just fully immersed in the choreography and the song.
Yeah. Super professional, very contemporary. And we just see those very well-known dance moves for Jimin. I think every time that we started the video, I kind of danced along with him because they're just so known.
After Jimin, we get Jungkook, who comes into the picture. And kind of going off of that, his moves are very dramatic and over-dramatized as well. It's just because it's such a passionate, moving song. And you know, he's just kind of feeling off the environment that they're in, the music, everything. And then we get Taeyang, who comes in after Jungkook. We've got red hair Taeyang, like pungent red. To me, like that red hair really accentuates his lips, which all of them have this very kind of soft pink lip color that they're wearing. And so for Taeyang to have this red hair, his lips kind of just pop. Jump out at us. They pop. His facial expression too, it's just very dramatic. He rubs his hands through his hair, he covers his eyes, he falls backwards, just fully immersed in the song and the choreography and the emotion that's behind it. And then from there we get Jin, beautiful Jin at second 57. If you want to go look, you should. His brows are like furrowed. Oof. He's just very handsome. We still have the blonde hair that's parted. We still get some forehead. But on top of all of this that we did not get in fire is that Jin is wearing a black hat. And he looks sexy as hell. And he's wearing this like thin, like this long thin chain that like rides, it just like falls low on his chest. But to me, it just draws my eye. And then like when he goes in the choreography here during Save Me, we get ultimate broad shoulder, like worldwide shoulder Jin.
I just, every single time that we pass that moment in the video where he just stares right at us with those furrowed brows, oh my God, I just feel like he's staring into my soul and he can have whatever he wants.
He can. We're all offering.
Yeah. So we get to like the Save Me chorus choreography, And this is like where the camera work comes in and really adds to the video, because it seems like the camera is being affected by the pushing and pulling of mm-hmm. their choreo, where they're kind of reaching out to you and kind of pulling you back. And it just makes every little movement accentuated.
It contributes so much to this music video, because it is such a simplistic video, because it's just this one shot, you know, but the directing and the camera work, like, really, whoever filmed this, like, deserves a round of applause. Like, I think they deserve more credit, because this music video turned out so beautiful and so aesthetic and so great because of, like, this camera work that is done with it.
Yeah, and on top of the camera work, like, the dancing that BTS is doing when they're just so perfectly in sync doing these dance moves. This is one of the first things that I ever really noticed and internalized about this video, like, watching it way back when first getting into BTS, was how in sync you're forced to notice, like, how perfectly in time they are, because there really is nothing else going on. There's I mean, the background is so blank that you can see each one of their movements so easily, and it's just incredible that they're able to do the dance so perfectly in tune with with each other. So just really great choreography on top of the amazing camera work. During Yoongi's verse, right after the first chorus, it's Yoongi's verse, and you can kind of see the dancing for the chorus ending, and Yoongi's, like, preparing himself. Like, he starts to stand up. He starts to, like, kind of walk towards the camera, already making eye contact
with the camera, like, way before his verse starts. He's like, all right, like, he's walking into it. He's ready.
Yeah. So he just already knows that he's going to own this shit. So he's doing, like, his classic crouch walk during his verse. But just like everybody else, he has so much passion. He's beating on his chest. He's looking up and pointing at the sky. And on top of everything, he's super confident. He still has that sexy gray hair that he just looks so hot, and, like, something about how it's kind of raining outside, so the tips of his hair are like a little wet. You can, like, really see his chiseled cheekbones and just how incredibly unique and beautiful his facial structure is. Oh my God. And then he, on top of everything, throws in this cocky smirk between words. Like, I mean, just shoots it at us with, like, side-eyed glances. He's and just
lip bites, all of God, it.
And lip bites. Ultimate daddy. Just incredible. Does a great job, of course.
Yeah, Yoongi stands. Please, how did you survive this era? Like, he's not even my bias wrecker, but he may as well be.
Yeah, he really should be.
So after Yoongi's verse, we get into Hobi's verse, which for both Kayla and I, when we were doing research, we're like, this is some of our all-time favorite dance moves from BTS. Yeah, like, it is such a neat, special transition from Yoongi's verse into Hobi's verse. So Hobi during this, he's got, like, that gray long sweater, you know, very loose, black skinny jeans with, like, ripped knees. Hell yes, we're here for it. But, like, he does that choreography where he's leaning forward, he's leaning backwards, he's going side to side. And, like, the movements are so exaggerated and so dramatic. It really highlights that passion that comes from his verse and that comes from Save Me. Just, like, the lyrics are literally taking over his body. Like, he's feeling it to that extent.
Yes.
And of course, he looks so
genuine when he's doing it. Like,
yeah, because he's smiling ear to ear. I mean, and, like, that's all I can really say about, like, Fire and Save Me overall for Hobi. He's bringing that classic, like, performer dancer persona that he has, where he just is smiling and he's bringing it. And you can't help but to look at him and to gleam along with him. Like, I could cry. I love him. I love him so much. But his verse and this dance move, like, the like little hip thrust that he does and the leaning forward and then leaning back and clenching his chest and like just seeing his members behind him doing the choreography with him. It's very, very special. It's very, very much Hobie. And the verse sticks out. And like even behind the scenes, you see the members like making fun of the like dramatic lunging forward and lunging backward motion that he does. But like mm-hmm. we love it. And sure, it's like exaggerated, but it's what contributes to like the passion and how he feels and how he expresses the lyrics and the songs like through yeah. his body movements. Sorry. Yeah. We just ramble about it.
Rant about, I mean, rant as long as you would like about Hobie. Yeah. I'm just here to listen. Mm-hmm.
So after this, we start to get into like Jungkook's like little part here. It's at mm-hmm. minute 2:13. He does a very exaggerated dramatic head flip, and it's like so exaggerated that you get like a little bit of like crinkles on the back of his neck from like rolling mm-hmm. his neck so dramatically. But like to me, it's like such an iconic. Did I just say iconic again? Wow.
Fuck, great so sorry, job, Corey. Bethany.
But for this music video and for Jungkook, like, you know, just it's so dramatic and it just mm-hmm. contributes to this, like, the vibe of this music video and this song.
For sure it does. I just love that you notice the neck crinkle. You're like, this neck crinkle tells me how dramatic he is.
How into it he is.
Super into it. So right at 2:20 to 2:21, we see Jimin. And we get this beautiful profile shot of him. Like, I feel like his profile is literally perfect. Like, perfect nose, perfect lips, perfect neck where you can see, like, his whole Adam's apple because his neck is, like, his head's tilted back a little bit. Plus, he's wearing earrings. And then his, like, fluffy black hair is just kind of, like, blowing in the wind. Mm-hmm. It's just stunning. And mm-hmm. it's not there for very long. So make sure you pause.
The earrings. Yeah. The gold earrings.
The gold earring. And then right at 2:23, we see Jin. And this is like the part of the choreography where he's kind of like front and center.
Like shimmying forward.
Shimmying forward. I love his choreography. And mm-hmm. he just looks so massive in this. I don't know if it's the all black, like with the chain, the hat, I don't mm-hmm. know, or really he just is super broad shouldered in real life. But his yeah. shoulders look, I mean, it's true. He is, but like his shoulders look so built, and mm-hmm. he also like opens his hands when he like pounds towards his chest, and his mm-hmm. hands look massive too. Like, I don't yeah. know why he's standing out so much to me, but he's really killing me.
Big. He's yeah. just big.
Yeah, yeah. He's just
broad.
Big.
Mm-hmm. But I feel you.
Thank you.
So yeah, after this, we really see like the cameraman. You can see that he starts to go through the choreography, mm-hmm. Which is really cool. Like you see like there's the front row, back row, and then he like weeds himself through to the back row. And before he goes back to the front row, we get this little tiny shot of Namjoon. And Namjoon's like kind of off to the side, and you see that he's doing the choreography. But before the cameraman goes back to the front line of this choreo, Namjoon sees the camera and he's like steals the show here. Like he sees it and he sees that he's got this brief amount of time before the camera is going to pan away from him because he can literally see this man running in and out through members.
Right.
He almost looks a little caught off guard, but he's like, I'm going to take it while I have it, you know? And he looks over his shoulders and he immediately turns to the camera. It's so perfectly timed. And he makes just enough eye contact. and does this cute little smirk and smile. And of course, his dimples show through when he does this. It's so brief, guys. It's so quick. It's between minute 2, second 44, minute 2, second 45. Definitely go and look at it because it's worth seeing, because mm-hmm. it's just like, it just radiates Namjoon and it's just so perfect.
It's like just enough time to completely wreck you. Like, yeah. Really?
That's all you. He needs. 1 second.
That's literally. All he fucking needs is 1 second. I'm so mad. What the fuck? Oh, God. Okay. So, literally right after this, literally at second, at minute 2, second 46. I'm so fucking. So, Jungkook fucking body rolls into the camera shot.
Yeah, because the cameraman is coming back, and like as the he's coming back, the cameraman is
walking backwards out of yeah. the choreography as Jungkook just kind of steps a little bit into it and rolls his shoulders and his arms so fucking hard. Like, he is making sure that this dance move completely radiates through every part of his body, and mm-hmm. it's the toughest shit I've ever seen in front of yeah. the camera. Yeah.
He's like, here's my chance, just like Namjoon was.
Yeah, not a little boy anymore in Save Me.
No, because I really think like in Save Me, Jungkook's body build is starting to become very toned and bulky. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
So then it pans to that like Namjoon Hoseok Jimin choreography that is, I think, very legendary for this music yes. video, where it's Namjoon's verse and he's in front, but he's got backup dancers Hoseok and Jimin, which like, hello, dance line.
Like, but, how cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. We just love this choreography. The choreography, it like they're kind of like moving forward, kind of like bringing their knees up and their arms up and their elbows. And it looks very fun.
Yeah, like it looks like they should be off balance, but they're just mm-hmm. not. They're killing it.
They're kind of like hopping on one foot, like while yeah. moving forward. It's cool.
While leaning back too, or maybe that's, mm-hmm. you know, just the camera, but it looks like they are. Mm-hmm. After he kind of breaks away from Hobi and Jimin doing amazing background dancing, it kind of like, he's kind of like walking around, like maybe walking around the cameraman, and the cameraman is like following him with his camera, but it's super up close. And it's really cool because he's not like completely in the shot the whole time. Like sometimes if you pause it, you would just see like the back of his jawline mm-hmm. and his ear or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then the camera's angled at him from below, and it just yeah. makes for a super cool shot. It's almost like conversational, like if, mm-hmm. as if like you were walking and personal. Having a conversation. Yeah, more mm-hmm. more personal, even though you yeah. see his face less. It's just really cool. I had to talk about it because it's one of my yeah. favorite little moments. Oh, no,
and I agree, because it brings me to my point of like this contrast that happens with Namjoon at the end. We have this Namjoon who comes off like very powerful and to me intimidating, not to all, but to me intimidating, like this very powerful man during his verse. And then mm-hmm. when you see that close-up shot like coming in and out, it does come off personable. And right before his verse ends, he like touches his hat or like his temple area, and he reaches out towards us with both of his hands before the camera. I mean, the camera is still fucking moving away from him at this point. And he smiles wide, and he just is very inviting and says, thank you, be ourselves. Mm-hmm. And you see his little dimples, and it's like, wow, what a such transition. A June
thing.
And that like powerful, like his verse going into like, thank you, be ourselves, like breathy almost, mm-hmm. happy, smiling at us. Like, it's such a contrast that it brings us into the very last bit of Save Me.
Yeah. So right here at the end, we kind of focus on Jimin at the end. He's in the middle. And in the choreo, he kind of falls down a little bit, like bends his knees a little bit, droops down. And when he does that, the other members kind of move up. And then when he comes back up, the other members move down a little bit. Mm-hmm. If you guys like are familiar with kind of like the ragdoll physics where you're just kind of dragging like dead weight around. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like this, like it's as
like
if
puppeteering.
Yeah, kind mm-hmm. of puppeteering, like where the moves that Jimin is doing is affecting the other people around, which I always mm-hmm. love when they do that with choreo. I think it's super mm-hmm. creative. I think it's a great way to include everybody on like a really cool choreographic aesthetic. But he, of course, has this little solo line, and he just looks so beautiful and like pained here, which is kind of like we've talked about them being dramatic during this video. But mm-hmm. they also like that behind that drama is like pain or sadness or like needing, because, of course, they're asking for somebody to save them. Mm-hmm. So he's just portraying this really wonderfully here at the end. And then to end the video, of course, they turn slowly and fall down onto their knees. I mean, so slowly that like some of them do kind of one knee and then another knee. Mm-hmm. But it just kind of leaves a sad or maybe like a pensive feeling at the end of the video rather than like a super dramatic kind of effect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I love how you put all of that because that's how it ends.
Yeah. But we love it. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful ending. Like the aesthetics of the video throughout are just awesome. Cannot mm-hmm. rave enough about the choreography, the precision of execution of the choreography, the camera work.
The cinematography, the videography, the setting. It mm-hmm. all was just in line with each other. It was all just perfect. It was perfect.
Yeah, huge reason why this video has really stood the test of time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so just briefly, we are going to touch on the epilogue Young Forever music video. Reason why we're only talking a little bit about it is because we feel that in previous episodes, especially the Save Me webtoon series, we really hit on a lot of the symbolism and a lot of the parallels within this like other parallel BTS universe mm-hmm. that's kind of going along with the storyline for all their music videos. So we're just going to briefly touch on it. So starting off, we're just going to talk about the symbolic meanings within it. They are all of the members, they all look beautiful and aesthetic and it's gorgeous. And the whole thing is just really powerful and impactful. And the song itself is just like amazing. But they're all in these like chained fences, like this maze of like chain fences mm-hmm. that are surrounding them. And it just, they're all in different parts of it and they're seeking their way out and they can see each other and they're just really trying to get out and be with each other. So while they're in the maze, we see like flashbacks to pivotal moments of the HYYH music videos. We see like burning Polaroid pictures. We see feathers floating in the air. We also see like pills spilled out on the ground. Just a lot of like what they all have been through. We see like dripping mm-hmm. water from a bathtub, like during Jimin's part, just all of it.
Mm-hmm. And we see them kind of like, it's the feeling that they're putting this behind them because mm-hmm. they start to find their way through the maze, to find each other. And then we see them running freely together on like an airstrip. And mm-hmm. it's really cool on the ground of the airstrip they have painted like Forever Young. But really this video, it is an epilogue. So it's symbolizing the end of this HYYH era, mm-hmm. Running forward together and moving on to the Wings era, which I also feel like the feathers floating through the air can also be like symbolism to the Wings era.
Wings, yeah.
But just very cool. It's kind of like, we talk about a lot as we've done these music video episodes, like the bridge between one era to the next and leading mm-hmm. into it. A lot of times we feel like, oh man, this intro really brings us from that last one into this one. And this is kind of one of those bridging the gaps between one era and the next era and kind of closing the door to everything going on in HYYH and like wrapping it up in a mm-hmm. way. So this song, we have talked about it a lot. We love it. It makes us emotional. If you'll remember, this is the song that ARMY sang for BTS at Wembley. Mm-hmm. So it just, it means a lot to us. And it's one of those that will always, I don't know, it makes my chest swell a little bit whenever I listen to it.
Me too.
Brings tears to my eyes sometimes and just makes me proud to be an ARMY. Just some final thoughts on Most Beautiful Moment in Life, because we are finally wrapping up this era and we get to move on to the Wings music videos next. Crazy. But this was really such a massive era for BTS, not only in length, like when it started in 2015, but also in growth of fan base and popularity. Really like the stories, the storylines and the theories in this era, we feel completely skyrocketed the interest in them because there was so much more to find out and to discover. And it was so intriguing and it still is to this day. That's why we're still talking about it. That's why they can sell stuff from Most Beautiful Moment in Life, like books and, you know, like repackaging now. But really, this was such a huge era for them and for getting them to where they are today.
Oh, absolutely. I think there's a lot of contributors to BTS's success. But the storyline in HYBH, I think, is a large one in contribution to like their music and just their personalities and everything else along with it. But this, I think, yes, this is why they blew up. I think HYBH was a huge, huge part of their success. Which
and
brings
they worked
me
so
to
hard for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it brings me to when we went in to do this episode for Fire and Save Me, I couldn't help but to think and just continuously think. And I said it over and over throughout all the research that 2015, 2016, such huge years for BTS. They had this repackaged album with Fire and Save Me, and I think it really did set them up for the success of Wings. And then we get Blood, Sweat, and Tears, which is like a whole new realm of BTS. But like, this is where they were going, you know? They weren't stopping. This wasn't the turning point for them. This was the beginning for them. And I think Fire really did foreshadow their upcoming tour for their Wings, with the idea of it being a calling song for ARMY. And yes, like you said, setting the world on fire, literally.
Literally.
I guess not literally, but yes, but figuratively, whatever. I don't care.
Figuratively with their music and their tour. And
And I think I mentioned it briefly before, but also what I kept thinking about over and over and over, 2016 MAMA, first year that they win Artist of the Year. And they have won Artist of the Year 2016, 2017, 2018. I see their Fire performance at MAMA and you just see the passion, you see the desire and the like hard work they put in to finally win Artist of the Year because that's where they're going.
I think they, you know, when they debuted, they had really no idea what kind of success they could have or where they were going, especially with debuting with such a small company. And I think when they realized that all of this was right in front of them and that they really had the control and the power to work their asses off and like give us this amazing music, give us these incredibly hype, aesthetic, beautiful, like well done music videos and, you know, then just kill it on world tour right after this. And I mean, all through the Wings era, it's just truly incredible how far they've come. And how do we always get to this point? We're like, wow, BTS, they've come so far.
Let's cry at the end of the episode every time.
But it's so wonderful. I've really enjoyed doing everything in the HYYH era. I'm super excited to move on to Wings.
Me too. I'm so glad we went back and took the time to cover Fire and Save Me, because such large, beautiful, passionate songs that really contributed to that transition into Wings and contributed to their success. I think Fire and Save Me were very special.
And I think we didn't realize how much they definitely set BTS up for the success of the Wings era and the Wings World Tour until we came back and rewatched these, and we were like, wow, they really were just on the cusp of like complete world domination.
It's because they were on a repackage album. Like, how special can it be if it's on a repackage? But fucking Idol, like, come on. Like, it's just, you know, everything that's released from BTS is special, and, you know, it's nothing that you can just pass up.
Yeah. So we really enjoyed putting this episode together for you guys. If you enjoyed this episode, or if you've enjoyed any of our previous episodes, there's a few things that you can do to let us know. Like we said at the beginning, telling people about the podcast, and especially writing a review on iTunes or whatever platform you listen on, is so huge. It helps people find us, and for some reason it's like really helping us out on like the businessy side of the podcast world, which we know nothing about. But ever since hitting 300 reviews on iTunes, like, things have been happening. So we just want to thank you guys again for all of the kind reviews that we've gotten so far. And of course, we want to thank you for all of the times that you have reached out to us these past few weeks over social media. We love hearing from you. We love talking with you. If you haven't followed us on social media yet, so you can't talk with us during the week, you should do so. And you can find links for all of that in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS.